He's in studio. He's got the biggest movie review today because a lot of people want to know about the Avengers.
Avengers Infinity War. Luke Hickman from TheRealPlace.com. Lucas.
Hello, hello.
I have been getting a bunch of texts since Justin said you were coming in saying please no spoilers. So let me start with this. How soon in the movie does Captain America die?
John, I'm not going to tell you that. No spoilers.
None? All right.
Opening scene, John.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay, so let's... I want your whole review, but just because I'm so curious about it, everything I'm reading says death and destruction is in this movie. Is that much true? Are we going to be sad to see some characters go?
This is like the Empire Strikes Back of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It took 18 movies to get to it, but yes.
Oh. Huh.
This is more like a DC movie because it's a little darker. I mean, you've obviously got the humor in there. You need it throughout this movie because it's pretty heavy. But sheesh. It's a good one. You know me. I usually come in here and like the last while I've had Marvel fatigue. I've kind of, you know, spit on these things. But this one, no. Go see it.
Really?
Yes. And don't get it spoiled for you.
Okay, so it's Marvel Infinity War. We're going to see it later today. I want to see it before I take my son Liam, who's 6. He's really into it because he's just into Avengers.
Yeah.
Is it too dark for him?
It might be.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really
I'm hesitant. Huh? I would probably take my 10-year-old. I don't know that I would take my 4 and 7.
It's not language that makes it dark or not for the kids. It's because it's just a heavy...
It's content.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just some violence and some darkness overall. The opening scene, if you take your kids and the opening scene is a little too much, walk out.
Okay.
The opening scene will let you know exactly what you're watching and that this isn't your standard friendly Marvel movie.
Gotcha, right out the gate.
I was reading that this was a two-part movie, but now I don't see that anywhere, but I swear I read that somewhere in the past that it was going to be like, remember like Hunger Games broke up the... Yeah.
So they initially called this a two-part movie because the next one comes out next May.
Okay.
Nobody knows what the name of it is because apparently the name will spoil what happens in this movie.
Oh.
And you don't want anything spoiled in this movie. Like, stay off the internet, get off of Facebook. Everyone's seeing, you know, people are seeing this already.
Yeah.
So they filmed them back to back. It took a full year to film them. They filmed them back to back, so you will get you need a continuation to this one because of how it ends. It is its own complete story. It wraps itself up.
Do you get closure?
You get closure, but my goodness, you want to keep watching. You're like, "Hey, what happens next?"
Really?
Like, you need to know what happens next as soon as possible. You're going to get 2 more Marvel movies between now and then. You get Ant-Man and the Wasp in a couple months and then Captain Marvel next March. Hopefully those will give us something, but you definitely need more. It's kind of cliffhangery.
Wow.
I mean, it does resolve itself,
kind of
but
excited.
It ends in a place that's like a cliffhanger where you want more immediately.
Now, Justin and I are going to see it today, and it's a 2-hour, 45-minute movie.
Yeah, that's what it says. Runtime's 2:40.
It's a little shorter than that. It's about 2.5, and you've got 10 minutes of credits in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you wait till the end, or there's no reason
to? There is something at the end. Do not move. You kind of need to see it to get a sense of what's, like, because you're yearning. You're like, oh, what's next? You need that to see what's next.
All right.
All right, the movie is called Avengers Infinity War. They're saying it's going to just bust the box office this weekend.
It's really good, guys.
How many stars, Luke?
3.5.
3.5 stars.
I haven't given a Marvel movie that good a rating in a long time.
No, wow. We got to say that for the last 10 years, Luke Hickman has been a part of our show, and today is Luke Hickman's last time on our program. That was it.
Yeah. Right, guys.
Yeah, so Luke, man, thanks for doing this for so long, staying away from the family in the evening so you can be on and tell our listeners the movies to see.
Hey, it's been fun.
Which means we don't know what we're going to do next as a movie reviewer. We're thinking about maybe just asking you, like, if you want to be our new movie reviewer.
Yeah, are you into movies?
We have tickets every week to send you to these things. I mean, Luke, you can attest it. There's some good ones and a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, you have to watch some Adam Sandler movies for, it's like 5 Adam Sandler movies for every good movie.
Or if you have a friend who's a movie reviewer or who's really just opinionated, that's why we love Luke, because Luke has opinions.
Yes.
We don't need someone to just come in and say everything's great.
Just comes in and gives
I don't care crapping on popular opinion.
Luke hates most things, which that's why we're... So if you know someone, will you reach out to us? You can text us, 615-44. You can reach out through Facebook or Instagram. Think about it over the weekend, but we are going to be looking for a new movie reviewer. Luke, man, I love you like a brother. Thanks, man, and good luck as you go off to Canada. Yeah.